With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Laura Satsui. On Thursday, Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order restricting water shutoffs retroactively from March 4th. That's good news, community advocates say, but as FM 89's Madi Bolaños reports, it doesn't help those whose water was already shut off.
Jonathan Nelson is the policy director for the Community Water Center. He says Newsom's order will help people worried about paying future bills, but he asks, what about those whose water has been shut off for over a month?
How can you wash your hands and how can you shelter in place if you don't have access to water because your water's been shut off?
He doesn't have exact numbers, but last year, 200,000 people had their water cut off in California. And it's not just that. He says people are struggling even more to find safe drinking water.
We are seeing rural communities being unable to find bottled water. They may not have, you know, an Albertsons or a Whole Foods in their community. They may rely on a smaller grocery store, even a corner market, to meet their needs. And there's no bottled water.
That's why the Community Water Center and other water advocacy organizations are calling for relief programs for those without access to clean drinking water. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Madi Bolaños.